大成功，很高兴跟大家介绍一位我认识很久的老朋友。
Years ago, when I was a fresh graduate from Dallas Seminary, I met Bill and his brother David Schuett and James, Jim Schuett.
当我在好多年前我从达拉斯圣约毕业的时候，我就认识了 Bill 和他的兄弟。
We played basketball every Saturday and went to Bible studies on Tuesday and Friday.
我们每个礼拜我们一起查经，我们一起玩球。
God in His grace allowed us to reconnect.
神真是让我们在重新这么多年后又能够连接在一起。
Little did I realize how God had worked in His life.
后来我才知道神在他身上是做了什么样的工作。
When Bill first approached me about going to Zambia last year,
去年当 Bill 他首先来问我关于要到非洲赞比亚的事的时候，
He told me about the ministry that he is associated with.
他告诉我他现在在哪样的一个福音机构做事。
The German name is Liebenzell.
德文的名字这个机构叫做 Liebenzell.
So is the English name here.
也是英文的名字。
But it has Chinese roots.
可是这个机构它有一个很深的中国的根源。
Bill will tell you about those roots, but needless to say, one of the founders of his mission is a hero to many Christians.
等一下，这个 Bill 他会介绍这个机构跟中国的关系，而这个机构它的创始人是在我心目中的一个很伟大的一个英雄。
As you look at Christians throughout history, Hudson Taylor is the giant.
当你看这基督徒的历史的时候，你不得不承认戴德森他是一个伟人。
Founder of the China Inland Mission.
他是中国内地会的一个创办人。
His passion was going to the inland, the main parts of China, not just on the coastal areas.
他的这个热心使得他能够深入中国的内陆，而不是只在沿海一带。
And Bill represents that mission. And I just want to say this, is that this summer, now he will explain how China missions got into Zambia. I'll let him tell you that.
等一下，这个 Bill 会告诉你们我们中国人的福音怎么样能进到非洲里去。
But this summer, Mike and I will be going and we'll be preaching and teaching in a rather a remote setting.
今年的夏天我和 Michael, 我们两个会进到一个非常比较蛮荒的荒的地方去。
We're not even sure we have electricity, so...
那在那里可能没有电。
But we'll be teaching and working with Liebenzell in Zambia.
我们会在那里跟当地的那些人牧师们来聚会。
At a small Bible college.
我们在一个很小的圣经学院。
And Pastor King and his group will be touring South Africa.
金弟兄也会有跟着一些人会到了南非去。
With Andrew's pastor and church in Johannesburg.
我们去的地方就是以前我们的陈炳辉弟兄跟静姐妹他们在那里的教会。
We're hoping to announce that more of us from TNEC will end up in Africa for a short time.
我们真的是很高兴，在这里的 TNEC 的中国教会会有一个短宣到南非去。
Guess what we found over in Zambia?
你们知道我们在赞比亚看到了什么吗？
It surprised me.
令我很惊讶。
It surprises everybody.
让每一个人都很惊讶。
We found Chinese people.
我们在赞比亚发现很多的中国人。
And they now tell us that there are about 2 million Chinese people in Africa.
现在有人统计说有差不多有200万的中国人在非洲这块地方。
And one of the burdens of Pastor's heart and others is to have an evangelistic ministry with those Chinese who are in Africa working.
所以我们有一个负担，希望能够到非洲跟那些在当地工作的中国人有福音。
Let me pray for Bill.
让我们一起来为 Bill 祷告。
Father God, we pray that you would just bless this dear brother in Christ.
父神啊，我们真的感谢你这样的用着我们的弟兄。
We're thankful that he and his wife could be with us this morning.
我们为着他和他的妻子今天能够来到中间，我们感谢你。
Prepare our hearts, Holy Spirit, to receive the Word of God.
求你用圣灵来准备我们的心，让我们能够领受你今天的话语。
Challenge us, Lord, beyond all of our ideas.
真的在我们所有的理性之外，我们的构想之外，你来挑战我们。
Open our hearts to be part of the team.
使我们的心能够打开，我们能够成为这个宣教组的一员。
Father, we pray you stir up the hearts of the Asian church in America.
我们求主你激动所有亚洲人在美国的教会。
Father, as we've been benefactors of missionaries, will we be missionaries?
主啊，真的是我们知道，我们如果能够成为一个宣教士，我们是更蒙福的。
Pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
I would like to say good morning to you.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It is a privilege to be back with you and see some familiar faces.
真是很荣幸能够再一次回到这里，我看到许多似曾相识的面孔。
I have some pictures that will go along with my words this morning. We'll just wait for them to come on the screen.
我有一些照片，待会儿就是跟着我的信息一起介绍给大家。
While we're waiting, over in the corner there, I just will direct your attention. There is some things that I brought that I hope you have a chance to take a look at.
在那个角落，我带了一些海报。我希望待会儿你有机会能够看一下。
It was 1901 when the first Liebenzell missionaries went to China.
那是在1901年的时候，第一位利本泽信义会的弟兄到中国去。
Between 1901 and about 1946.There were missionaries with Liebenzell working in the Hunan province in China.
1901年到1946年中间，利本泽的弟兄有在湖南做传福音的工作。
These things that you see there are some of the evangelistic posters that were actually used in the 1930s there in China.
这些海报都是在差不多1930年的时候，利本泽的信义会在那边所用的传福音的海报。
You will be able to read it much better than I can, so maybe you can tell me what they say.
你们大家懂中文的可以比我更明白他到底说的是什么。
If you look on the picture here, you see EBCC, Liebenzell, and ZBA, ZBA.
你看到这边这个照片就是天成与利本泽信义会一起在赞比亚的工作。
Why does a church, a Chinese church in Teaneck, a mission that started in Germany, and an organization in Zambia, Africa, what do they have in common?
到底在天成与非洲的教会有什么样相同的地方呢？
The same Lord Jesus Christ that we worship here this morning, they too are worshiping in Africa this morning.
因为我们敬拜的是主耶稣，在非洲的教会敬拜的也是主耶稣。
What unites our hearts is what Jesus has done in each of our lives.
让我们能够合而为一的，就是因为主耶稣的心，让我们能够合而为一。
We are brothers and sisters in Christ because we share the same Father in heaven.
我们是在主耶稣之里头是弟兄姐妹，因为我们敬拜的是同一个父神。
I like this picture because it shows Chinese sharing the gospel with Africans.
我很喜欢这张照片，因为看到中国人对非洲人来传福音。
There are 2 million Chinese in Africa, but there are many more Africans in Africa.
有200万的中国人在非洲，可是有更多的非洲人在非洲。
We should not just look at the Chinese who are there, but certainly that is an important need. We have to also see that the gospel needs to go to Africans.
我们看到中国人在那边很需要福音，我们也更应该知道非洲人在那边更需要福音。
I remember last year when they said, when Michael and Gerald shared, we have never seen a Chinese Christian.
我记得去年 Michael 跟 Gerald 说到在那边，非洲人说他们从来没看过中国人。
The need there is to show not only to demonstrate the gospel or share the gospel with the Chinese, but to show to the African church how to minister to Chinese.
我们去那边，他们的需要不仅仅是要让他们看到中国人的宣教士，也要希望我们同样能够把福音传到他们中间去。
One of the projects that you took on last year was to provide some bicycles for the pastors who were there at the conference where we were teaching.
去年带回来的信息是那边需要非常需要脚踏车，所以能够供应这些福音，这些兄弟弟兄能够传讲福音。
ZBA stands for Zambia Baptist Association, and this is the president of the church.
这是这个人是赞比亚那个宣教会的那个主持主主要的人负责弟兄。
He wrote this letter that I want to read to you.
他写了这封信。
Brethren, with the donation of this kind of transport, we are sure it will help in strengthening the ministry of spreading the gospel to our, by our brothers in the country.
弟兄们，真是感谢你们，你们这样这么样的赞助我们，实在是非常对我们在传福音上面带着有更大的信心。
Says, as you may be aware, most of the pastors serve in very remote areas where transport is a big challenge.
你们也可能知道，我们有许许多多的弟兄到偏远的地方传福音，在交通上面是有很大的挑战。
This donation could not come at a better time.
你们所送的脚踏车实在是及时雨一样。
EBCC allowed or purchased 70 bicycles for the pastors.
天成教会赞助了70辆脚踏车。
I want to show you, these are pictures of the pastors receiving their bicycles.
这些就是那边的传道人接受脚踏车的照片。
Bicycles will be the main mode of transportation as they visit the people who live in the villages.
脚踏车是他们交通的工具，当他们要去探访的工作。
You can see they are very proud of their new mode of transportation.
可以看到他们对他们得到的这个新的礼物实在太高兴了。
I like the fact that they ride a bicycle with a suit and tie.
看到他们骑脚踏车还依然穿着西装笔挺的。
But they are very happy to receive this, and it will be a blessing to their ministry.
这样的礼物对他们的福音工作实在是一个很大的祝福。
And EBCC has made it possible.
天成让他们的梦想成真。
And on behalf of the ZBA pastors, I say thank you, EBCC.
我代表我们全部利本泽的信义会感谢你们。
I believe that as we have another visit this summer, the relationship will grow stronger.
这个暑假我们要再一次的探望他们，我相信我们彼此的关系会更加的建立。
I think it is not just blessing materially by providing a bicycle, but by showing that we stand together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
不仅仅是在物质上我们有供应，我们也表现出来我们在基督里我们也站立的，与他们同样一起站立。
Now I wanted to say just a brief word about who we are as a mission, Liebenzell Mission.
我想向大家做一个简单的介绍，我们利本泽到底是什么样的一个机构。
Today there are seven national branches with about 230 missionaries in about 25 countries.
今天我们大概在有七个国际的组织，差不多230个宣教士。有在25个国家里头传福音。
But our mission did indeed begin when Hudson Taylor preached about missions in Europe, and there began a German branch of the China Inland Mission.
当戴德森开始他的福音的时候，德国人也开始了这个福音工作。
As the missionaries went to China, there was one province that was unreached, the Hunan province.
当福音开始要往中国传的时候，我们发现湖南是一个没有到过的地方。
China Inland Mission assigned Hunan province to these new missionaries coming from Germany.
所以他们把内地湖南交托了给利本泽。
Always where Liebenzell goes, we partner if there is a local church.But in China at that time, there was no local church.
当利本泽到每个地方的时候，都是与当地的教会联合。可是当我们到湖南的时候，那边当地没有教会。
But wherever we work today, we try to partner with the local church. That's very important.
即使到今天，我们每一次到一个地方，也是与当地的教会一起联合工作。
The purpose of missions is that your way, Lord, will be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations.
因为我们要把你的道传于在这个世纪，我们也要把你的救恩在每一个每一个国每一个各民各族都传开来。
I want to share with you this message today that is found from Genesis to Revelation.
我今天要与大家宣传讲的信息是从启示录到创世纪到启示录。
We see throughout the Bible that God has the nations on His heart.
我们知道从圣经上来看，神总有一个民族在他的心中。
The very last words of Jesus before he left this earth were, "I want you to be my witnesses through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
在主耶稣离世的以前，他告诉他的门徒，我要你把我的信息传于地极，从犹大全地到世界各地。
I chose as my title for this message, "It takes a team."
我今天信息的主题是一个团队的需要。
I used to play basketball.
我以前常常打篮球。
When you have a basketball team, you have five players of your team playing on the court at the same time.
你知道打篮球是五个人的一个团队。
Each player has a different position.
每一个人有每一个人的重要的部分。
But they have the same goal to put the ball into the basket.
可是他们都有一个相同的目的，就是要把那个球丢进篮里。
And when we think of world missions, we play on different positions.
当我们看到在世界上，在世上这个传福音的工作，每一个人也有他们各样的各他们自己的责任。
But we each have a role to play. We're part of a team.
可是我们每个人都有我们的责任，因为我们都是一个团队。
When we are done with the message this morning, I would like you to answer the question, what role do I play on this team of reaching the nations for Jesus Christ?
当今天信息完了以后，我想请大家问自己，你在这个团队中，在传福对世界传福音的团队中，你站的是什么样的角色？
There is a remarkable story in the book of Acts that I want to reference in our message today.
在使徒行传里头有一则故事是非常的奇异。
Maybe you have seen this story or you recognize the picture when the apostle Paul was let down through a window from the wall of the city of Damascus.
可能你看过也记得这个故事，就是保罗在大马色被被他的门徒从窗户垂下来。
Let me read to you in English, and then I will have my sister read in Chinese.
我们把这段经文念一下。
Chapter 9, verse 22. Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. After a while, some of the Jews plotted together to kill him. They were watching for him day and night at the city gate so they could murder him. But Saul was told about their plot. So during the night, some of the other believers lowered him in a large basket through an opening in the city wall.
使徒行传第九章二十二到二十五节。但扫罗越发有能力驳倒住大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗，但他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们又昼夜在城门守候要杀他。他的门徒就在夜间用筐子把他从城墙上垂下去。
Can you imagine the story or the picture that is happening here?
你能不能想象这个同样的故事会在这里也发生？
Here was the great future missionary Paul in a basket being lowered in the wall.
你看这个以后变成伟大的传道人的保罗，在这个地方却被人用篮子垂下去。
The future of Christianity lay in the strength of the men who are holding the ropes and lowering the basket.
在要来的基督徒的这个传讲基督的这么伟大的人，现在是靠着其他的人 这样子的从窗户垂下去。
There are four word pictures that I want to reference this morning from this story.
有四个字，我来用来看今天这个图画。
In our story, we have a wall.
在这个故事中，我们看到了一个城墙，一个墙。
We have a window.
我们看到了一个窗户。
We have a basket.
我们看到一个篮子。
And we have the ropes.
我们看到绳子。
What do these pictures remind us of when we talk about world missions?
当这个图画到底提醒了我们在世界福音上面有什么样的意义？
For the wall, walls are things that people put up to keep other people out.
我们把墙砌起来是要不让人家别的人进来。
The Great Wall of China keeps invaders out from the north.
中国的长城就是要让北边的敌人不能进来。
The border between the United States and Mexico, we're building a wall to keep people out.
在美国与墨西哥中间所筑的城，筑的墙就是不要让墨西哥人进来。
Israel and the Palestinians, they put a wall up to keep other people from entering into the country.
以色列人与巴勒斯坦中间也有一道墙，就是不让巴勒斯坦人进来。
When you want to take the gospel into another country, there is opposition. There are walls.
当你要把福音传到别的国家的时候，那也有一道墙阻挡你进去。
I just returned from the country of Bangladesh.
我刚刚从孟加拉回来。
One of the barriers, one of the walls between myself and the people, I cannot speak their language.
其中一样的拦阻就是我没有办法说他们的语言。
That's a wall when you want to tell other people about Jesus.
当我们要与别人传讲主耶稣的时候，这是一个拦阻。
Most of Bangladesh is Muslim.
大部分的孟加拉人是回教徒。
They are opposed to Christianity.
他们抵挡基督徒。
That's a barrier. That's a wall that goes up that prevents you from sharing the gospel freely.
这就是一个坚固的城墙，阻挡了我们与他们传福音。
There are some governments that restrict missionaries or Christians from going into their country.
也有一些政府也阻挡基督徒到他们的国家去传福音。
They deny a visa and don't let you come in.
他不让有签证，所以你不能进去。
There is prejudice.
那有一些偏见。
There are the worldly values that are so common in our country.
有一些我们的习惯是在我们国家中是很平常的。
I find many people who have an interest in missions. They have so much debt that they cannot go. They must stay here and work to pay off their debt.
我发现很多人其实有心要愿意出去传福音，可是他们负债太多，所以他们必须在这里留在这里工作。
And sometimes the wall that is there is simply that people lack a vision for why they should go.
有的时候是因为没有意向，所以不能出去。
Behind all of the walls that I mentioned, I believe this is Satan's plan to oppose the work of Christ.
在这些城，在墙里头，这些拦阻阻挡的工作，我相信是撒旦的手段。
We see in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan has blinded the eyes of those who don't believe.
在哥林多后书第四章的时候说到，撒旦就是这世界的王，他让瞎了人的心眼。
When Paul wrote in Ephesians, he says, "We are not fighting a person of flesh and blood; we're fighting evil forces that are opposing us."
在以弗所书，保罗也说到，我们是与属血气的征战。我们不是与属血气的征战，而是与恶灵征战。
He writes to the church in Thessalonica. He says, "Satan stopped me from coming."
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，保罗说到，是撒旦阻挡了我到你们那里去。
We see that when you want to take the gospel to the nations, there are walls, and behind it is the force of Satan opposing you.
当我们愿意为主来到世界各地去传福音的时候，我们发现撒旦在背后阻挡我们。
This is why when you think of missionaries, we need to be praying. It's a spiritual battle.
所以当我们想到传福音的事工的时候，我们需要在背后的祷告。
So let's look at the next picture in our story. It's a window, and a window represents an opening or opportunity.
第二个，我们来看窗子，窗子代表了一个机会。
A window lets in the light.
因着有着窗子，光可以进来。
Where there's a wall, God provides an opening.
有墙，神也给了窗。
In Colossians, he says, "Pray for us that God may open a door for our message."
在哥罗西第四章说到，为我们祷告，神可以替我们开路。
When you send a team from this church to Africa in the summer, pray that God will open doors.
当我们福音的团队要在这个暑假出去到非洲的时候，记得为他们祷告。
He wrote in 1 Corinthians, he says, that there is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me.
在哥罗西哥林多前书第一章的时候说，虽然有许多门是敞开的，可是也有许多拦阻阻挡了我们。
Again in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "The Lord opened the door of opportunity for me."
在哥林多后书也说到，可是神仍然开了许多门。
I want to share with you the story of how God opened the door.To the gospel in Hunan province.
我要与大家分享神如何在河南开的路。
In 1912, there was a couple that was sent to one of the cities there.
1912年有一对夫妇送到了那个城。
Their names were Herman and August Becker.
他们叫 Herman 跟 August Becker.
I don't know how you pronounce these cities, and they have changed their name over the years, but I found it to be the ones that I put on the screen there.
这个城那个翻译换了好几次，所以我看最后一个是镇江。
In 1917, there were 70 believers after 5 years of ministry. 70 believers.
在五年在那边以后，1917年有70位信徒。
But their work had seemingly come to a stop, and there was not much happening. And they were praying, "Lord, open the door."
可是，在那个时候，好像没有福音工作，没有什么果效了，所以他们又开始迫切的祷告。
God opened the door in a way they never would have imagined.
所以神就开了一个门，可是从来就是超乎我们人可以想象的。
On January 30th, there was something that happened in the city that forever changed their lives.
一月三十号的晚上发生了一件事情，没有人能够相信。
Mr. Becker was preaching in the streets when he heard a shout that there are bandits that are entering the city.
Baker 先生在路边传福音，很多人突然他听到一个很大的吵声，很多人在大声的喧嚷。
One of the bandits had stabbed the guard at the city gate and stolen his sword.
有一个人就是杀了那个城门的那个看守的人，而偷了他的刀。
He took the sword and ran through the city, cutting one person, and he entered the compound where the missionary family was living.
这个人拿了刀就杀了人，然后就跑进了那个传福音的那个广场。
Mrs. Becker did not know what was happening. She came downstairs, and the man took this knife here and cut her in the head.
Baker 的太太不知道发生什么事，从楼上下来，那这个人拿着刀的人刚好碰到他，就把他的头给砍了下来。
He intended to take her head off, but God had other plans and spared her.
他把他的头切了下来，可是神有他的作为。
As he ran to the house looking for Mr. Becker, another missionary woman took care of her.
当这个 杀人的人到了房子里头要去找 Baker 先生的时候，他看到了另外一个人。
The man came back down, saw the two women, and cut both of them again with this knife.
有两个妇女在那个家里，那那个杀人的人也把这两个人也杀了。
Mr. Baker brought some police, and they chased him away.
Baker 先生就带了警察跑回到家里来，然后这个人就跑了。
And there he met his wife with two cuts to her head, seven stab wounds, or four stab wounds to her arms.
他看到他自己的太太在地上，两刀在头上，七刀在手上。
I am sure they thought, we are here just to preach the gospel. Why does this happen? God, how come you don't protect us?
他们，我想他们心里在想，我们在这里是为你传福音，为什么你没有帮，保护我们？
The nearest doctor was 2 days travel away, and so they did their best to sew the wounds back together with a needle and thread.
最近的与他们最靠近的大夫大概有两天的行程，所以他们就靠着自己把那个伤口给缝起来了。
The record says that Mrs. Becker's head was open so that you could even see her brain inside.
Becker 的太太，你她的头的伤口你可以看到里头有那个伤口很重。
It was the tradition in Hunan that the governor says, if a man commits a crime where somebody is killed, 15 members of his family will be put to death.
在湖南有一个法则，如果有一个人杀了人，他自己的家里头要有15个人也要被杀。
The police arrested 15 members of the bandit's family, including his mother.
所以警察抓了15个这个杀人的15个人，包括他自己的母亲。
The date for execution, beheading, was set by the government.
所以那个要杀头的日子已经定了。
Mr. Becker said, please, they are innocent. Spare their lives.
可是贝克先生对他们说，你们不要杀他们，这些都是无辜的。
The governor said, no, this is our law, it must go on, otherwise we lose control.
政府说不行，这是我们的法律，一定要做，要不然就失去了控制。
Mr. Becker said, then my head will be the first one, because I will lay it under the sword before it reaches the other man.
可是贝克说，那让我是第一个让你们斩头的。
When the governor saw his intention, then he said, okay, I spare their lives. And he let them free.
那政府看到 Baker 愿意为他们牺牲，所以他就说 ，OK， 好，我不杀他们了。
Let me read to you. This is a picture of Mrs. Becker.
这是贝克太太的照片。
From that time on, the attitude of the people towards the missionaries completely changed. Hearts and doors once jammed shut by prejudice and ignorance.We're now open to the gospel.
就是从这个时候开始，人对福音工作的人的观念、成见，还有不喜欢的他们的地方，完全的改变了。
There was a wall. God opened an opportunity, a window of opportunity.
曾经是拦阻的墙，现在神开了门。
By the end of the year, there were 98 people baptized.
那一年的年底有98个人受浸，
including the bandit's mother，
也包括了那个杀人犯的母亲。
And there were starting to attend church between 600 and 1,000 people every Sunday service.
每一个主日总是有600到1000的人来到教会。
What appeared to be a wall and Satan's opposition, God provided a window in a way they never would have imagined.
似乎是一个坚固的城墙，撒旦保护着，可是神却开了窗，是没有人可以想象得到的。
What I want to say as well is that sometimes missions is costly.
我要与大家分享的是福音工作是非常代价是很大的。
More than 50 China inland missionaries died bringing the gospel to China.
超过50个人，的福音工作者，为了要把福音传进中国而牺牲了生命。
The Beckers were ready to sacrifice their life to bring the gospel to the province of Hunan.
Becker 夫妇愿意牺牲自己的生命，只是为了要把福音传进湖南。
We come to the third picture in our story, and that is of the basket. This represents the methods that we use for bringing the gospel to the nations.
篮子代表我们用的方法，如何要把福音传进各国。
I wonder if they had other ways of coming down the wall. Did they have ladders? I don't know.
我常常想，他们难道不能用别的方法吗？不能用梯子吗？
Did they look around and they happened to see a big basket? What was it used for?
还是他们左看看右看看，只看了那个篮子？
Sometimes when you bring the gospel to a place, you have to be very creative.
当有的很多时候，我们要把福音传到一个地方的时候，我们需要有一些新的方法。
You cannot always stand on the corner of the street and preach the gospel. It may not be possible.
你不可能每一次都是站在街上来传讲信息。
Some of the ways that Liebenzell reaches the nations is children and youth ministry.
利本泽其中的一个方法是在青少年跟孩子们中间。
It's through medical services reaching the HIV/AIDS patients there in Zambia.
借着医疗方面的需要，尤其是艾滋病的需要，艾滋病病人的需要。
Women's ministries.
妇女的工作。
Education.
教育。
Leadership development, mentoring, discipleship.
也是还有就是领导人的来培训，门徒训练，如何的来关怀，如何的来帮助。
Theological education.
教义上的
Equipping the church, we see bicycles.
我们帮助教会的需要。
Humanitarian help. There are places that don't have water and food.
人道上的帮助，有的地方没有水。
And agriculture.
农业上的帮助。
One of the items on my table is a jar of green powder. It's a nutritional supplement for AIDS patients.
在那个桌上有一个罐子，里头是绿色的粉，它是为了艾滋病人。来帮助他们得到营养。
One of the Bible schools in Malawi, we teach them vocational training along with their theological training so that they are able to support themselves.
在一个地方，我们告诉他们，教导他们如何各样的生活上的技能，让他们能够
And also caring for the babies.
还有如何来照顾小孩子，婴儿。
Many times it's meeting the physical need that opens the door to share spiritually.
很多时候是因为实质上的需要，能够引发到属灵上的需要。
And now we come to the last picture in our story, and that is of the rope.
第四样就是那个绳子。
The rope is support.
绳子代表了扶持。
Think about the people who are holding the rope.
想想那些人抓着绳子的人。
What if their arms got tired and they let go?
如果他们累了，手放了手。
What would have happened to the Apostle Paul?
那保罗会变成怎么样呢？
What if they measured the rope and it was too short?
万一绳子太短了。
What if one of them gave up and didn't complete his job of holding the rope?
万一其中有一个人他拉不住，他放弃了。
They too put their life at risk.
他们也把他们的生命放在危险之中。
They were courageous and strong and faithful.
他们带着勇气，他们刚强，他们也信实。
The work of holding the rope is those of us who stay behind, the church.
那些拉着绳子的人就是代表了我们，我们在背后，我们教会的支持。
How does a church hold the rope in support?
教会如何拉着绳子来支持呢？
I think that it starts and it ends with prayer. The church must pray for missions.
从开始到结束都是借着祷告。
We see that the work of holding the rope is also one of encouragement.
我们看到他从其中他们拉着绳子也是有一个鼓励的意义。
If David and Michael have the privilege to go to Zambia, everybody else should be encouraging of that and prayerful for their trip.
如果 David 跟 Michael 愿意到Zambia 去，其他我们留在后面的人要鼓励他们。
Support means we meet the needs of missionaries.
我们要赞助他们，要供应他们福音的需要。
Not just when they're on the mission field, but when they come back to the United States for a time of visitation and rest and furlough.
不仅仅是他们在非洲的传福音的时候，也是要他们回来的时候的休息与分享的时候。
A big area of support is giving financially.
最大的方面就是要在金钱上赞助他们。
Missionaries need to give themselves fully to the work of the ministry. And if the church can support them financially, then they're able to do that.
福音工作的人出去以后，他们要全心全意的在福音上摆上，所以教会要在金钱上也要全力的支持。
Another way the church holds the rope is by sending others to help.
另外一个教会能够帮助的方法就是差遣更多的弟兄出去。
It's short term, but it's also long term.
可能是短期，也可能是长期。
This pattern of support we see throughout the Bible.
这样的传福音的方法，我们在圣经上看到许多的例子。
As early as the book of Numbers, we see that God laid out that those in full-time ministry would be supported by others' gifts.
在民数记，神就说了，在那些对全时间在施工上有份的其他的人要怎么供应他们。
When Jesus sent the disciples out, he said, "Don't worry about taking food and money. People will provide it for you."
当主耶稣差遣他的门徒出去的时候，他也告诉他们不要带任何东西，因为在一路上总是有弟兄会供应他们。
Jesus let other people minister to him.
主耶稣也让别人别的信徒来供应他。
And Paul clearly received the gifts of support financially and other ways from the churches that he was ministering to.
保罗也是，他也接受了教会的供应与支持。
Let's summarize what we are saying here.
那我们做一个总结。
The task of world missions has been given to the church by Jesus Christ.
对，传福音到地极是主耶稣留下来的使命。
As we go out, there is going to be opposition.
当我们出去的时候，总是会有抵挡我们。
This is Satan's activity.
这是撒旦的工作。
We see, though, that in spite of the opposition, God opens doors, opens windows for us.
即使有抵挡，可是神总是会有供应。
This is God's provision.
这是神的供应。
The basket represents the different methods that we use.
篮子代表我们福音工作上所用的各样方法。
This is the missionary's work, the task of the missionary.
这是传福音上所需要的。
And the rope represents the support. This is the church's responsibility.
绳子代表了我们的对他们的支持，这是我们教会所需要做的。
I think some of you are here today because of what happened in China many, many years ago.
我相信在座的今天能够在这里，是因为许许多多年前在中国发生的事情。
It was the Beckers leaving Germany to cross cultures into another country to bring the love of Jesus.
因为贝克夫妇离开了德国到中国，因的是主耶稣的爱。
And I believe that God is doing a work in EBCC.To also take this love of Jesus, the good news of the gospel, and cross cultures to bring it to people who don't know Him.
我也相信，神也让天成能够带着主耶稣的爱，来把福音传扬到我们不认识的地方。
May God show each of us what our role on the team is, but there is a place for each one of us.
愿神告诉我们，我们在这福音工作上的团队中， 所站的是什么样的地位。
Thank you, and may God bless His word to us this morning.
谢谢大家，愿神祝福我们。